It's very rich and very beautiful, but it's dead. There's not one bit of life anywhere. As I looked at the Dead Sea, I thought, it reminds me of some people I know. This is Leroy Imes speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, rich, beautiful, and dead. My wife was cautioned 2 times. Be sure and don't let any of that water touch your watch or your ring. It will ruin them. It's loaded with chemicals. And with the sun on it, and with the mountains in the background, it is beautiful, but it is dead. Have you ever thought about the fact that a Christian is alive in the midst of millions of people who are spiritually dead? The Bible says, "And you hath he brought to life who were dead in trespasses and sins." But the Bible is very clear about the fact that the dead can be brought to life. Jesus said, "Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. That which is born of flesh is flesh. That which is born of spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I say unto thee, ye must be born again." Well, of course, marvel not. Just as we receive physical life by physical birth, so we receive spiritual life by spiritual birth. And the Bible says about Jesus Christ, "As many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God." You can be born of God, born again, born spiritually, by receiving Christ into your life. Right now, Jesus Christ says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him, and I will live with him, and he with me." I will come into him. Imagine that. You can become a child of God in whom Jesus Christ dwells. If you will pray, "Dear Lord Jesus, please come into my heart, forgive my sins, and give me spiritual life," he will do it. Jesus Christ is the author and finisher of our faith. He is the author of spiritual life. There is no way to experience new life, spiritual life, apart from him. The Apostle John said, "And this is the record, that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life." Just like the Dead Sea, you may be rich, and I'm sure you're beautiful, but without the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart, you are spiritually dead. May God bless you as you experience new life in Christ.